We're standing at the junction of Govan Road and Water Row. When it's safe to do so, cross over the road to the middle of this plaza and head for the brightly painted Aitken Fountain and take a look at it.
We can see the Aitken Memorial Fountain, with the Govan Baby, as it's called, in the middle of it, opened in 1884 to commemorate Dr. John Aitken, the first medical officer of health for the newly formed Borough of Govan.
With the fountain behind us, walk back towards the pavement and head north down Water Row towards the River Clyde. When Susan was researching the hidden history of suffragette Helen Crawford, she discovered a connection to
Water Row. You pass these beautiful buildings and then there's an open space with a tree, a green space. And this is where the baker's shop, Jack's Rolls, used to be. And with my research of Helen Crawford, we discovered that her father was a baker, and we thought, well, it must be his shop. It turned out it was her brother James Jack, opened the shop in 1922, and he was a professional baker as well. And very shortly after that, they had two other shops. They had one in Shaw Street and one in Nelson Street in Tradesden. They had over 100 employees. They supplied all the baker's shops in the south side of Glasgow. They had a gentleman's agreement with Johnson's in Partick that they wouldn't cross the river, the bakers there. So they supplied 800 shops. Every morning they baked 80,000 dozen rolls, 100 dozen donuts every morning, and everything else besides.
There's a car park to our right as we continue walking down Water Row.
We also have a Napier Place, named after Robert Napier, one of the first shipbuilders on the Clyde. When we get to the foot of Water Row, we are standing where the Govan Ferry made its way across to the other side of the river, just next to what is now the Riverside Museum, on the banks of the Kelvin.
In front of us, on the opposite side of the river, you can see the tall ship and the jagged roof of the Riverside Museum.
The Govan Ferry, we can still see some of the winding mechanism that raised and lowered the platform by which cars would get on onto the ferry, before cars, of course, horses and carts. We can also see some of the remains of the passenger ferry stands down some fairly steep wooden steps.
We've reached the railing on the waterfront. In front of us is Govan Pontoon. Opposite us is the Riverside Museum, with the tall ship in front of it. The River Clyde stretches west, downstream to the left and upstream east to the right.
Ronnie, tell us what we can see standing here.
Standing at this point, we can look up the River Kelvin. To the right-hand side, we can see the Riverside Museum, the wonderful shaped building, and this really is the best place to see this squiggle of a building. From across the river, you don't quite get the full sense of the kind of graphic simplicity of the building when you're standing close to it. But I think standing at the foot of Water Row gives you a fabulous view across to the tall ship and to the Riverside Museum behind it. The museum itself was built on the site of what was York Hill Quay, and also of Point House Shipyard, where the current Waverley paddle steamer was built. Looking to the left of the Kelvin, downriver of the Kelvin, we see the former Meadowside. We see the former Meadowside shipyard, which closed in the 1960s and has been lying pretty much redundant ever since. Left, or west, or downriver of that, we can see along to the modern housing at Glasgow Harbour. Originally the site of the grain elevators, the grain storage structures, which was, when it was demolished, the largest brick structure in Europe.
A ferry sometimes operates from this pontoon to take you over the river to the Riverside Museum. You can take the ferry if it's running if you like, but we're going to keep walking east along the south side of the river as we travel from Govan towards Parkhead.
The cluster of shipyards that we've mentioned around the meeting of the Clyde and the Kelvin produced such well-known ships as the City of Glasgow for the Cunard Line, the City of Brussels, City of Montreal, the Edina, which was built for service between Leith and Hamburg, and later achieved fame as a blockade runner in the American Civil War. Other ships that we may be familiar with as the paddle steamer Waverley, still doing sterling service on the Clyde, built at Point House, just to the east of the Kelvin,